yes. Hard not to recognize that theme. Pomp and Circumstance, the theme for graduates all around the United States and the world. Although there are plenty of other musical themes for graduation. We're kicking off our series this week, Pomp in These Circumstances. No one would envy a college or high school graduate taking a look at the economic environment in these particular times. So we've decided to look at a variety of issues facing graduates. Like, for instance, today we're focused on what is the value, not the price, the value of a college degree. Mike from New Jersey had this to say.
You really have to, I believe, think twice about whether you're going. And if you do, you have to be very focused about what you're going to get out of college. I think it's too expensive now just to be a transition point in life. You have to really try to get the most bang for the buck.
Yeah, how much bang for all those bucks? $20,000 per year. That's the average loan a student takes on each year in their undergraduate career. And that doesn't even count your graduate degree. Some students are known to get into debt into six figures. The question is all that debt worth it? Is there a way to, in a hard-edged economic analysis, look at the value of a college degree in this day and age? Joining us to talk about the value of a college education is career counselor and higher education policy writer Marty Nemko. Let's get right to it, Marty. Is it worth it?
Depends. Alas, I can't give you black or white, but it depends on the person. If you are somebody who has done well in high school, are motivated to do well in school, are somebody who is not particularly entrepreneurial and is not, a Bill Gates, and if you started a community college, then the answer is probably clearly yes. If the answer is to some of those are no, then the answer is probably not, because the actual value added in terms of learning is frighteningly low, according to the President's Spelling Commission and according to the Pew Trust Studies. And the value of the degree, even in monetary terms, is no longer what they say. You're going to earn $1 million more over your lifetime. That's retrospective. It's much less likely to be true today, as we have many more college graduates at the same time as employers are offshoring ever more white-collar jobs. So in short, it depends. It's no longer a slam dunk the way it used to be.
Now, is it worth to go into debt to get a bachelor's degree, or should you wait and go into debt for, say, more like your residency or going to med school or maybe law school, an advanced degree?
Well, the good news is there's no correlation between the cost of a college and the quality derived, and not only in terms of the quality of education. But let's say, John, you're a Harvard-caliber guy, and you make a decision to save the money and go to a no-name state college or start at a community college. There are hidden advantages to doing that. Certainly, of course, you go to Harvard, you go to Stanford, of course, everybody knows that the brand name on that diploma is going to add value to you in the marketplace, and you will also be surrounded by bright kids, which will help just the quality of experience. However, if you go to a no-name state college, you are more likely to be taken under wing because you're going to stand out. If you're a bright guy at Harvard, or a woman, of course, you're just one of many. But if you stand out, you're going to have that one thing that really matters a lot: being taken under wing, being given leadership opportunities. Your GPA is going to be hired. You're going to have the time for the balance between academics and the extracurriculars that often do more to help you prime you for life and personal success than if you go to Harvard, where you're more likely to have an eating disorder. I don't know. This is an amazing story from a book, Six Women Who Went to Harvard and What Became of Them. They say they've got to change the pipes in the toilets very frequently in the women's dormitories because of all the vomiting from the stress-related eating disorders. The second most common complaint to the Student Health Service at Harvard is stress and burnout.
So, believable.
There's a
believable.
Lot of benefits
I went to Harvard.
Money.
You went to Harvard?
Yeah.
Well, Fry, go ahead. Does that
I had an eating disorder, so hey, put me in the demo.
Whoa.
I've written about it. Yeah. That's a whole nother story, as we like to say. But Marty, let me ask you this. There was, to get back to the practical money side of things, I read this story about this guy who racked up $150,000 in undergrad debt. Is that just wrong? I mean, shouldn't someone have said, hey, you can get some more grants, or hey, you might want to work more, and or hey, you're never going to be able to pay that back?
I think the right question is, first of all, why are colleges charging so much money? And the answers are not pretty. The answers are in part because every time we reflexively say how great we're going to add the amount of Pell Grants available and the amount of government-subsidized loans, we think that is aiding the affordability of college. In fact, it disproportionately lines the pockets of the colleges because the colleges are going to say, oh, good, more money is available from the government to the students so we can raise our tuitions. And that's what they do. That's one of the major reasons that the costs of college have exceeded inflation for so long.
There's so financial aid actually fuels inflation. Well, here's a takeaway question for you, and that is, are we looking at, with all of the college indebtedness among students who are already out there, including the graduating class that are taking a look at college right now, are we looking at a kind of a mini subprime mortgage crisis with all of this college indebtedness?
Unfortunately, no, because the college lobby is so powerful that they have managed to do the unbelievable, which is the only kind of debt that you cannot discharge is a student loan. You cannot declare bankruptcy. You can declare bankruptcy on any other kind of loan, but you can't. So there's no, we can't. People can't default on it. So you're stuck. You're really stuck.
Well, more of an argument to take a look at the real value of college education, as Marty Nemko has been guiding us to do. He's a career counselor and author. You can find more advice from Marty at martynemko.com. He joined us from Oakland, California. Thanks, Marty.
My pleasure.
Pomp in These Circumstances on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.